I'm Alan Aisbert.
And I'm Griff. And this is the eBay for Business podcast, your weekly source for the information and inspiration you need to start, run, and grow a business on the world's most powerful marketplace.
I like it.
What?
The new name of the podcast, the eBay for Business podcast, that has a nice ring to it.
Yeah, I agree. We're all about business and eBay, so it only makes sense that it's called eBay for Business.
And of course, brand alignment, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like with the Facebook page and other eBay seller initiatives, we call those eBay for Business.
And there's nothing wrong with brand alignment. We preach it continually when advising sellers on how to brand their own businesses. So what's good for the goose
is good for the rest of us.
So Alan, what's on deck for episode 41?
Our podcast theme this week is Test and Learn, and to that end, I'll talk with a husband and wife seller team, Rally Roots. Ryan and Ali will tell us how they implement testing and learning into their eBay business.
And later, I'll speak to two of our colleagues here at eBay about testing and learning. First with Shefali Singla, who'll outline some testing strategies using promoted listings, and then with Chris Wadwa about testing different configurations with Promotions Manager.
Oh, nice. And we'll do our best to answer some of the seller questions that were submitted to us, but first, it's time for some eBay news with The Buzz.
We're back.
Back again.
Yeah, The Buzz is back.
Tell a friend.
We're back with Alan and The Buzz. News, what's hot in the community, and anything else that fits.
Yes, let's get started with some seller announcements. eBay is launching a new two-step verification method to increase security.
How does it work, Alan?
You can use the new two-step verification to add an extra layer of security to your account and prevent unauthorized access. All you need to do to enable this is go to the eBay app on your mobile device and use that to receive a notification for sign-in approval.
Okay, so how do we get it set up, though?
Okay, you got to make sure you have the latest version of the eBay app.
Mm-hmm.
Once you got that, sign into your account on the eBay app, go to My eBay, then go Settings, then go Signing In, and look for two-step verification. Then turn on eBay Verify.
Well, there you go. And since Doug's not here with us, let's keep the pace up.
Let's go. LA up front was great. Most of the team were there last week in my favorite city, Los Angeles. Where were you, Griff?
Well, I was here in the room editing last week's podcast.
Oh, that's right. We need someone to do that. Very, very important job.
Yeah, I don't get to go out anywhere. Then you see this chain? I actually chained.
Don't tell anyone about the chain. Well, you really missed out. Doug picked me up at the airport. We had lunch and we even went by the Staples Center.
Oh, was there an event going on there?
That was beforehand. The photos are fantastic.
Well, how was the event?
Oh, the event. Yeah. Nearly 200 sellers showed up to a really cool venue in downtown LA called the Hudson Loft. It was very LA. We met sellers that have been on eBay for many years and then also newer sellers. And we interviewed some for the podcast. Additionally, Vice President of Marketing and Advertising Bridget Davey spoke about eBay's marketing plans. And then we interviewed our friend eBay seller Mary Zaragoza. There were also roundtable discussions with internal experts from eBay.
Well, you brought back some tape.
I did.
So let's listen to some of the clips you captured from the LA eBay up front.
Okay. We are at eBay up front in Los Angeles. I'm joined by
Will.
I'm Jenny.
We are Thrifting Nomads.
And our store is eVendables.
This is our first eBay event, and we're really excited to be here.
And would you recommend the event to other eBay sellers?
I would definitely recommend the event to eBay sellers just for the fact that you can grow here, you can network, and you can learn a lot of what eBay is planning on doing in the future.
It's a great place to connect with others and talk with like-minded people.
Can I have your name, please?
My name's Hugo. The best thing of eBay Upfront so far is we're really seeing the direct connection with the eBay employees, and they're just being honest. And we've had a couple instances where they don't know the answer and they honestly say, you know what, we'll get back to you and take down our information.
My name is Orlando and I'm from Puroso Podcast.
Orlando, tell me a bit about your eBay business. What do you sell?
So I sell whatever I can make money on, but I love vintage clothing. I love used shoes, which is kind of interesting, but you know, used shoes make money.
Is this your first eBay event?
This is my first official eBay event. It's pretty awesome.
What do you think of it?
So it's great. What I love is it's very seller oriented.
Okay.
So you guys, from right off the bat, you talked about, hey, this is what's happening with eBay and resellers. This is where we're trying to go. And then you guys opened up a Q&A, which is pretty brave without pre-assigned questions and handled it well. And then the roundtable discussions, that's pretty awesome because it makes people network and talk with one another. So it's been good.
Thanks for sharing, Griff. Looking forward to other upcoming seller.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Alan. Mm-hmm. I've been handed an urgent announcement. Here, give me a piece of paper to shake so it sounds... There we go.
Here you go.
Thanks.
All right.
Okay. This just in. If you missed out on getting tickets to eBay Open, we have good news. We're releasing a limited amount of tickets for those on the wait list. Be sure to check your emails for your invite to register or join the wait list at ebayopen.com. Don't miss out, as the spaces are limited.
Don't delay.
And we're back with our regular buzz.
Griff.
What?
We're introducing three new ways sellers can send an offer to interested buyers with seller-initiated offer.
Really?
Offers to watchers, offers to buyers who have an item in their cart, and offers in message. Sending offers to watchers and offers in message have already launched.
Yeah.
We plan to launch offers to buyers with items in their carts later this year.
Oh, I would love that, because I know some people have some of my stuff in their carts.
I do it all the time.
You do?
Yeah, I know. I really should. I'm using it like a watch list. So instead of putting on a watch list, I put it in my cart.
Yeah, and then I
look somewhere else or change my mind. And then they sit in the cart and then I get an email from eBay like, hey, don't forget these items in your cart.
Mm.
So wouldn't it be great if I got an offer actually that would make me go back and buy it?
Yeah, I'm so close. It's in the cart.
It's in the cart.
I'm so close. Come on, seller.
I just haven't pushed it to the...
Right. Get me over the edge.
To the till. Give me a few dollars off and I'll do it.
Well, that's a great update. I can't wait for that one.
Yeah, me too. Griff, I hate to get serious, but sometimes we have to.
Oh, dear.
May I ask you a question?
Go right ahead.
Do you like luxury?
Mm.
Do you enjoy the fine things? Silks, furs, fine exotic woods?
Well, look at me. What do you think?
You're so fabulous.
I like the finest cars, and I even have an old car with some fine Corinthian leather in it.
Fake fur, I hope.
Fake chilla. It's fake chinchilla. I wear it to Coachella. Wait, Doug. Oh, God, these jokes are falling flat, but let's do them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, you go to Coachella?
Not anymore.
Well, it's luxury month, and eBay will have a number of promos around luxurious items. More to come on this.
I can't wait.
And speaking of luxury, what do you think of when you think of luxury?
Well, I like the finest cars and the finest furs and fine Corinthian leather. Didn't I already tell you this?
We know. But what else do you think of when you think of luxury?
Oh, I don't know. Off the top of my head?
Yes.
Victoria's Secret and Kim Kardashian.
Ah, how did you know?
I have the script, just like you do. It's here. Is there a Kardashian secret?
I don't think there's any mystery left.
We've seen it all.
Well, W Magazine recently ran a piece entitled Leomi Anderson, Victoria's Secret Newest Angel Lives on eBay, in which the newest angel talks about eBay nearly as much as she talks about modeling and Victoria's Secret. She says, eBay is my place, my home, my heart. She even has advice for aspiring eBayers.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Get her a job here. She can join the community team.
Okay.
So Leomi advises, you have to have patience, you have to do your research on the seller, and you have to read reviews. You have to compare products as well. You can find really amazing things there and really great authentic bags.
Yeah.
Solid advice.
Yeah.
And Griff, did you know that Kim Kardashian is cleaning out her closet and putting it on eBay?
Let me check. Can skeletons be sold on eBay?
Oh,
not bad,
Griff. Is she selling Kanye? I'd buy Kanye. I'm a fan.
I don't think you'd be a fan if you had him in your house all day.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Back to the script.
Okay. This is for a good cause. A portion of the auction proceeds from the sale of almost 200 items will help the Buried Alive Project.
Mm-hmm.
The Buried Alive Project pushes for a reform of the U.S. justice system, particularly life without parole sentences handed down under federal drug laws. Kim has been very active in trying to free prisoners she believes have been wrongly accused. She's even studying to take the California bar exam to do more for wrongly accused.
No, that's not a bad thing.
I know, great cause. Coming soon, you'll also be able to see a lot more luxury in terms of unique fine art, antiques and collectibles on the site via live auctioneers.
Mm.
Live auctioneers on eBay have jointly announced a new partnership that will expand selling opportunities for auction houses in the art and collectibles sector. Auction houses that use Live Auctioneer's online live bidding platform will have the option of exposing auction to eBay's 180 million global active buyers. In return, eBay visitors will have access to a select inventory of fixed price art and high quality even collectibles.
That's fantastic.
Griff, let's talk about rumors.
Oh, the classic Fleetwood Mac album?
There are always interesting eBay conspiracy theories and rumors.
Oh, hang on. Let me get my tinfoil hat. Wait, let me get it on my head. Okay, go ahead.
There's been a lot of talk this week about eBay announcing support of cryptocurrency. Despite what you are seeing or hearing, here's the official word. Cryptocurrency is not accepted as a form of payment on eBay, nor as a part of our payment strategy. And if you'd like to read our full payment options, we'll drop the link in the podcast description.
Check. Okay, I guess that's it.
That is all the news that fits. Thanks for having me, Griff. See you next time.
Coming up next on The Main Story, a successful husband and wife team who sell on eBay. They're going to share their test and learn strategy.
Welcome to The Main Story. This week we are discussing testing and learning. If sellers are seeing changes in sales or demand, what they could test to help get their business back on track. Today, we're talking with the husband and wife team that is Rally Roots. The hip line is their eBay user ID. They've been selling full-time for 4 years and sell a variety of items, new and used, with a focus on clothing, especially vintage 80s and 90s and electronics. Welcome to the show, Ryan and Ali.
Thanks for having us.
Let's get started. In your business, what does test and learn mean to you?
When we're testing products, we're really looking on eBay at the 60-day sell-through rate before we buy any new items to test. And then testing to us would be taking a small risk on a batch of new items in a new category, just in order to learn if it would be a good fit for our particular business model.
Ali, maybe you could answer why sellers should test out different approaches.
Absolutely. So it's really important to continue to test and learn new categories in e-commerce. And the main reason is because the market is always constantly changing because people's wants and their needs change daily. And if you're not keeping up with those trends, you're definitely going to fall behind. We've talked to multiple veteran sellers who used to have flourishing eBay businesses, right? 10 years ago, they were doing incredibly well. And now their sales have definitely trickled because they're doing the same thing that they did 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And you definitely have to adapt. And testing is one of the best ways to do that.
What's that thing you always say?
Oh, and my favorite saying is, don't be Blockbuster.
Exactly.
Don't be Blockbuster.
If you're not making those tweaks and those daily changes, you're not going to survive, especially in e-commerce. Things change so fast that you have to keep on top of things. Otherwise, your business will fail.
So you should be more Netflix than Blockbuster.
That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
Test out
Netflix
test
rolled the punches.
There you go. Test out new content. See how it resonates and make tweaks and improvements. I love it. Don't be Blockbuster. I'm going to print that out and put it on the wall. So you've both been selling on eBay for a number of years. What do you recommend now that you've done it a couple of times, you've been around the block, that sellers test? If there is like the first thing that you should test out, what would that be?
I think that it's good for sellers to test in categories instead of in particular items. When we test something, we're not testing one item. We're testing the entire category. We may take 5 items and buy a small amount of each of those items and then run them for 30 days on eBay just to see how they sell, what price point they sell at, and how fast they sell at. And then also, did we have to promote them? Did we have to pay that extra promotion money to get them to sell? If that small task batch sells well, then we'll open up that category and then we'll get into that category more. So that's how we test, with small quantities to start out with.
And Ali, can you tell me about how you test pricing? How do you know what price point to list items at?
Pricing's pretty easy. We look at sold comparable listings in the past 60 days, as well as what's currently listed for sale. And then we also check other marketplaces to make sure our prices are competitive on eBay. So for example, you wouldn't want to price something at $100 on eBay that's actively selling on Amazon for $50.
Right.
Because people are sitting behind their computer and they're buying things online because they're savvy shoppers. Savvy shoppers shop online because they're looking for the best deal. So they're going to look across multiple platforms, and you need to be a competitive and savvy seller, and you need to look at comps across different platforms as well.
So Ryan, it sounds like you're gaining a lot of insights. You're doing a lot of testing. So how do you actually go about applying those learnings to your eBay business?
After we've done our 30-day test, then we'll look at the sales of the items that we've run the experiment on as a whole. And then we'll go to our suppliers and say, let's say we ran a test on 5 items. We'll take the 2 top-selling items out of those 5 and we'll order a large amount of those items. And then we'll also order another, say, 10 or 20 items in that same category to test again alongside the 2 items that we know are good sellers. While we're doing that, we're gathering the data that we need. And then as soon as we see value in the category, then we'll say, okay, let's add this into our business model. Let's continue to grow this category and see where it takes us. And the cool thing about that is that as demand for items starts to drop off, because items go through cycles. You know, sometimes people want something and then a week later, they may not want that exact same item. So as they cycle, we can go to our suppliers and say, okay, because we've been testing these 10 or 20 other items, we can order more of one thing and order less of another item.
And Ali, what would you say has been your biggest lesson from testing so far?
We know that the biggest lesson now is don't get too excited and buy too much, because one time we bought over 2,000 boxes of hair dye because the deal was really, really good.
When she says we, she means me. I made the mistake.
You'll never live it down.
We didn't realize it was going to be so much work. And we didn't realize that we weren't going to make that much on the hair dyes, or how we should sell them in like lots instead of singles. And just the demand wasn't there. Ryan thought, oh, everybody uses hair dye. Women are always buying hair dye. You probably pictured the hair dye aisle at Walmart and thought, right? This is going to be amazing for us. But it all worked out in the end. We tripled our money on the investment, but we still do, you know, have leftovers, and we realize now that we should have been more aware of what we were actually getting instead of just all the hair dyes, probably. But we just bought too much. That was the problem. If we bought half, it probably wouldn't have been as much work, and we would have had higher profits in there.
That's why now we run those test markets on items before we go 2,000 items in.
Ryan, what testing tools are out there? What would you recommend to eBay sellers?
Honestly, we don't really use too many outside of eBay tools. We like to look on eBay. We look at the 60-day sales history. We also use Terapeak now that it is incorporated into our eBay store. Mm-hmm. But we don't really like to use third-party platforms. We like to do everything directly on the website. That makes sense.
Good. And you're doing that in Seller Hub?
Yes, right? We do it in Seller Hub.
Okay, great.
Keep it simple.
Yeah. Ali, over 60% of items on eBay are at some point touched by mobile. And what that means is that they're either purchased on a mobile device, or somebody looks at them on their phone, and then later that evening they jump onto their laptop and they purchase it. Do you test out your listings to make sure that they show up correctly on mobile devices?
We list everything on an actual computer, so a desktop or a laptop. And then we do use the mobile-friendly checker tool that eBay has when we list. Mm-hmm. Some people don't even realize that it's there, and they don't check it. And we teach a lot of people, you know, how to make the best listing, and we always tell them to check it. And half the people don't even know that even exists. But definitely, whenever you're listing mobile, use the insert custom template for your item description and make a template that works really well on mobile, and always go back and use that template, because you want to save yourself time, right? Because time is money. Mm-hmm. And if you can just go and insert that template, you already know guaranteed that that's going to look good mobile. Why not save yourself the hassle?
Definitely. Yeah. Great tip.
Can I add to that just a little bit?
Of course.
Yeah. I might have missed something.
So the other thing that I tell people not to do is don't put like heavy HTML. Don't put pictures and banners and videos in your item description, because that doesn't transfer very well to mobile. You know, when you're buying something on a phone or an iPad or something and you're scrolling through, you really want the information really fast. You don't want to be hit with graphics and you have to scroll down to find the actual information. So when we list something on eBay, we're listing text-based products or product descriptions, so that the buyer is seeing the item pictures really fast. They're seeing the item specifics really fast. And then if they click on the description, it's a very simple templated text description, no crazy pictures.
Because you don't really have their attention that long. You really want to hook them in. If they have more questions, they could always email you. If they're not front and center right at the top, or, you know, down below, you can put more details. But you want to get the most important things up there, out there first, because you don't have their attention that long. They're clicking all over the place. They're savvy shoppers. They're looking at all their options.
Ryan, do you test your listings out on different desktop browsers?
Yeah, we do. We use Chrome to list everything on. And what we found is that if we list everything on Chrome, it transfers pretty well to other browsers. So now we don't really even have to check it that much anymore. But we did to start with. We checked Chrome, Safari. And do people still use Internet Explorer?
No way. I guess if you have a really old computer, like in a little computer cabinet where you like pull out the keyboard, you use Internet Explorer.
We do Chrome, Safari, and Firefox. Those are the ones that we test.
Well, I'll tell you a little secret. Director of eBay Community, Brian Burke, uses Internet Explorer. We give him grief all the time, but he's really wedded to it. He loves it.
Well, next time we meet up with Brian, we'll show him how to download Chrome.
Yeah, exactly. Uninstall Internet Explorer. That is your mission the next time you meet him. Ryan or Ali, whoever wants to grab this one, do you try out different promoted listing strategies?
Yeah, we do. When promoted listings first came out, we tested a whole bunch of different things. We even did like the 1% strategy, where we promoted everything at only 1%, which I think worked well for a while. But as other sellers have kind of caught on to promoted listings, the competition has increased, which means our percentage has also increased. So we've tested everything on promoted listings from 1% to 12% on high competition categories. We found is what works best for our type of listings is 5 to 8%. So 5% on the low end, 8% on the high end.
And what about testing different marketing strategies? I know you guys are huge on social media. Feel free to shout out your handles. But
Hashtag Rally Roots.
There you go. Hashtag Rally Roots. So how do you, like, different marketing strategies, do you drive traffic to eBay from your social media channels or anything else you do maybe outside of eBay to get traffic to your eBay store?
As much as I would love to answer this one, Ryan does most of the social media, because at first I was terrified, you know, to mess around with social media and business. I thought that was a really bad mix for us, but I didn't realize how great it would become. So Ryan, you should probably
sure,
answer
I can that. Do that. So we have a pretty decent social media following that we've built over the years. And sometimes what we do is when we have like a unique item or a large amount of one particular item, we'll announce it to our network and then we'll link it to our eBay store so that they can go and buy the item. It's not easy to build a large network like that. I still think that for the average day-to-day seller, it's a much easier just to list directly on eBay and promote your items. I think eBay does a pretty good job of bringing the customers to the platform. And then us as sellers, it's our job to do the right thing, follow the guidelines, list the right way, list good pictures, list good titles, and make sure that the customers know what they're buying. Listing or promoting outside of eBay, I think, is good, but I don't think that it should be your main focus.
Okay, so we're coming to the end of our interview. So before we drop off, is there anything else that you'd like to add?
We talk to eBay sellers every single day. We have a mentoring group of sellers that we talk to on a daily basis. And I would like to say to everyone listening to try your best not to get discouraged. You know, the biggest thing with this e-commerce game is to keep your mindset positive. eBay is going to make changes. All platforms make changes that we like and that we don't like. And it's our job to adapt to the changes, to not throw our hands up in the air and give up. It's our job to adapt and learn how to run our business around them. Make the changes that are needed. If you fail, take it as a learning experience and try again and keep things positive. That's the biggest thing I think that we could share with you guys is we run our business with a incredibly positive mindset. Even if something bad happens, we take it as a purely a learning lesson. We know not to do that anymore. And then we move on in a positive direction.
Yeah, you got to remember to have fun, because if it's not fun, why do it? Famous words, Ben and Jerry's.
Well, I love it. Well, thanks so much for stopping by. Always so fantastic to speak with you, and hope to have you back again on the podcast soon.
Thank you so much for having us, Alan. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks so much, guys, for reaching out to us. It's really cool to be a part of the community, like through eBay as well, not just like on our own reseller community.
And make sure to give Snoop Doggy Dogg a fist bump for us.
I will. I will. He's a good guy. Thanks, Ryan and Ali, for being here to talk to us about testing and learning. We've been talking to Rally Roots, the hip line on eBay. Check them out at rallyroots.com. Coming up next, Inside eBay.
Welcome to Inside eBay. Our theme this week is test and learn, and what tools or strategies sellers can try to mitigate seasonality or slower sales over the summer. We're here with eBay's own Shefali Singla. She's the Senior Product Marketing Manager at eBay Advertising, and she's here today to talk with us about testing and learning with promoted listings. Welcome back, Shefali.
Hello.
It's always good to have you here. We talk a lot about promoted listings, but I think today the slant is going to be on this story, how to use it and how to test and learn with the results so you can get the maximum impact out of the feature. So let's start with the obvious. For those who aren't familiar with them, what are promoted listings?
Well, promoted listings is a sales velocity tool. It gives sellers a choice to boost item visibility and sales on eBay. Sellers choose what items to promote, what ad rate they're willing to pay to promote it, get their items featured in top placements, and then pay only when the item sells.
What are some of the key benefits of using promoted listings as a seller on eBay?
We did the math, and we found that promoted listings typically boost item visibility by 36%. So more eyeballs means more sales.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously we mentioned the best part, which is you don't pay until you receive a sale. So it makes it really cost effective as compared to some of our competitor platform. If you don't know where to start, we even provide guidance on what items to promote and at what ad rate. And then lastly, you have access to all the reporting and all the data that allows you to see how promoted listings is adding value to your listings.
What's the difference between promoted listings lite, and promotions manager?
Promoted listings and promoted listing lite are actually the same service with just a different implementation. For small sellers that list occasionally and use a quick listing tool, we call that implementation promoted listing lite. For our larger sellers that use Seller Hub, single listing or bulk listing form, or they use our campaign manager system, we call it promoted listing service. Both of them unlock premium placement on eBay that allows buyers to discover your product easily. Promotions manager, on the other hand, allows you to create customized discounts and coupons to incentivize buyers to spend more in your store. Think of it this way. Promoted listings is like putting your brick and mortar store right at the entry of the mall, so every shopper will notice it and will have to walk through it. Promotions manager, on the other hand, are the discounts that then attract them to your merchandise and actually purchase it.
Right, or purchase more.
Or purchase more.
Yeah, and in a few moments, we're going to speak with someone from the promotions manager team, and he'll be able to get into more detail about the difference. But say I'm a seller, I've never used it before. I want to set up a promoted listing. Where do I go? How do I do this? How does eBay help?
The quickest and easiest way is to promote your listings by going to the active listings page on Seller Hub. Your active listings will be marked as either eligible to promote or edit promoted listings. Those that are marked as eligible to promote are the ones that have not been promoted yet,
mm-hmm.
and could benefit from the visibility boost that you get with promoted listings. And if you're creating new listings on eBay, you'll see a sell it faster option at the end of the form. All you have to do is check it, select the ad rate, and complete your listings, and the listing will get created on eBay and will also be promoted at the same time.
Now, that's a recent feature, right? Because I just listed something for the first time in a few weeks, and I hadn't noticed this before, but just before I submitted the listing, there was an option for me to promote it.
Exactly. Yeah. So we are doing more and more integration where sellers are operating on a daily basis, whether it's in quick listing tools, single listing form, bulk form, active listings page, my eBay. We're making it much more easier and not a standalone tool so that it's easy for you to come in. And
how does eBay help me in the testing part of this? I'm going to try it out, but I'm not sure. What should I expect for sales? What does success look like so that I know that I'm actually creating these promoted listings in a way that's effective for my business?
So I'll start with even choosing what listings to promote. So if you're hesitant, you don't know where to begin, I would suggest looking at a couple different things. Usually listings that have multiple quantity work better for starters. They stay on the platform for a longer time, they accumulate history and sell fast. So it's good to start with multiple quantity, although you can even list single quantity items.
Right.
Listings that are not ranking well in search results also tend to do really well on promoted listings. So search for your items on eBay and see which of your listings are not in the top 10 search results. If they're not there, that means they're not getting the due visibility. I'd suggest you to promote those. The other one is to look at listings with higher margins. So you might want to start with higher margin listings because you have some wiggle room there to put an ad rate, test it out, and see if this is even working for you without having to actually impact your margins. The last another one that I would think about is stale listings. Typically, when an item is not doing well on eBay, it starts to drop in ranking in the search results.
Right.
Promoted listings, on the other hand, allows you to then boost that item back up in the search results and improve that likelihood of the sale. That doesn't get demoted. So once you have an item that's not moving anyway, you will actually only benefit from promoted listings and not actually lose anything, because otherwise, organically, that item will be really hard for the buyers to find because yeah. eBay has considered that as not a relevant item.
Right. Stale items over time get pushed down in best match results, for example.
Exactly.
So that's really important. And of course, when we say ad rate, just to remind people, that's a percentage of the final price that you'll pay as a fee. And the higher the ad rate, the more frequently it's going to show up in promoted spaces on eBay, correct?
That's somewhat right. I might suggest the next thing to look at is kind of building out your ad rate strategy. And I've been giving this three set of approach for a while now, and something for you to consider, which is if you have low competition or you have items that are already ranking well in best match and you just want more visibility for it, you can go with a lower ad rate. You can bid slightly below the trending rate. But if you have high competition and you have low margins, my suggestion would be to bid at the trending rate. But if you have high competition and high margin, go go 0.5% or more on the trending rate to allow you that wiggle room and capture more exposure as much as possible.
Right. And you get to set that. We provide a trending rate that you can use as a starting point.
Yeah. Now, all of the listings that you select to promote already have the trending rate applied to them. When you go in, you have the option to then change that to be slightly below, at, or slightly above the trending rate.
There's a little slider.
There is a slider. There is also a plus and a minus sign.
Mm-hmm.
So it's up to you to kind of think about, do I have high competition? Do I have low competition? Do I have high margin on this item or I don't? Are these already ranking well? Then I want more velocity, or are they ranking low and I just want visibility? So those should inform where on that radar should you be.
Yeah, that's really cool. I love that part of it. And during a promotion, you can actually change that if you need to. So it's not set in stone once you start the promotion.
So you can change it at any time, depending on how your listings are doing.
Right. So this is where the test and learn comes in, at least for part of this. Because if you're testing this and seeing that it's not really resulting in sales, perhaps you can up it a little bit. If you're seeing that it's resulting in a lot of sales, maybe you can test it a little lower and see what happens, just to get an idea of where you're going to land that's the sweet spot.
Yeah. We recommend that sellers kind of start with perhaps a trending rate and measure that over the course of 7 days, then make it slightly higher, maybe 0.5 to 1% higher, then measure it for the next 7 days, and then maybe go 1% lower than the trending rate and measure it for another 7 days and see where the sweet spot is, whether it's at, above, or below. But you can do that by increments of 7 days of measurement.
So what are some of the promoted listing best practices?
Once sellers have selected the listings, they have set their ad rate, they're testing their way through the 7 day increment, they should look at their sales report within 1 to 2 weeks of promoting their first item. You can access it by going to ebay.com/get-promoted-listings and click on sales report in the left navigation. There you can visually see what items have sold from a click on your promoted item and when did it sell. So that'll give you a quick view into whether promoted listing is even adding any value to your account.
Mm.
The next step is when you're ready to deep dive, my suggestion would be to go to the dashboard, sort your campaigns by the number of items sold, and then download a report. This report will show you your most successful items and the other important metrics, like how many times a buyer has viewed your promoted listings, how many times they have clicked on them. But most importantly, you will see promoted listings contribution. That is the percentage of sales for an item through promoted listings compared to the overall sales for that item, which means it helps you measure exactly the impact of promoted listings on your overall sales figure.
Shefali, there's a moment in July that's coming up when we see buyers looking for really cheap deals. Now, how would you recommend sellers use promoted listings to be competitive over this particular period and get the attention they need from the most buyers?
Promoted listings is the perfect tool to use for this season for all the reasons that I've stated above. So let me give you some statistics that might help sellers guide their decisions.
Sure.
We have about 12 million visitors on the site during summer. There's about 8 billion searches that are happening during that time. The top three purchase items are LED solar-powered motion sensor lamps, air filters, or portable USB fans. It makes sense. It's summer. People are looking to do more outdoor stuff, and that's why they want the sensor lamps. They want air filters because they're using their air conditioning more. And then they want those portable charger fans so that they can carry that around with them, whether they are camping or hiking. Now, the best part is knowing that these three items are really popular, you can go and start promoting them at an aggressive ad rate during the summertime so that you can move those items much, much faster.
Right.
The top brands that are researched during this time, like the searches, these 8 billion searches, are typically happening around these top five brands: Fitbit, Intex, Garmin, John Deere, and Goodman. So if you have items in any of these top five brands, another great reason when you should be promoting that more aggressively, because there's just going to be that many visitors for those items.
You know, it's funny you say those lamps, those sensor motion lamps. Guess what I just bought on eBay 2 weeks ago and put on my garage?
Oh, really?
Yeah, on eBay, a sensor motion mm-hmm. lamp. So your data does not lie. That's absolutely true. Hey, before we end, Shefali, do you have anything else you want to add?
Yeah, I wanted to give a slight sneak peek into what's coming in this quarter, May, June, and July. We have started ramping our new and improved promoted listings workflow on the active listings page, Right now, only 20% of the sellers can see it. By the end of this month, 100% of the sellers will be able to see. We've essentially made it much more easier for sellers to find which listings are eligible and how to promote them on the active listings page. The other thing is we're adding promoted listings to My eBay on the desktop for those who don't use Seller Hub. And we're also making that available on the mobile app if you use that for selling. This will make it really easy to edit, opt in, opt out, and monitor your promoted listings when you're on the go.
Oh, that's good news. I know sellers continually asking for us to enhance the mobile app for selling so that they have access to those tools. That's great news. Shefali, I want to thank you for stopping by. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you very much, Griff.
We've been chatting with Shefali Singla. She's the Senior Product Marketing Manager here at eBay under the advertising team and talking about testing and learning with promoted listings. Next, we'll speak with Chris Wadwa about testing and learning our way to more sales with Promotions Manager. Continuing our test and learn theme, we're taking a look at Promotions Manager with Chris Wadwa. He's the head of selling platform and programs here at eBay. Hey, Chris, thanks for coming back on.
Thanks, Griff, for having me back.
Well, Chris, tell us about your role at eBay.
So I'm responsible for selling tools, platform, and programs that our sellers use. We work closely with product and sellers to build and release tools that will enable our sellers to succeed on eBay.
What is Promotion Manager for those who may be listening and haven't heard of it before?
This is a quick and easy tool that enables you to market your merchandise like a pro. Create special offers that encourage buyers to shop more from you and spend more on each order. Best of all, it's free for store subscribers.
Yeah, I love that it's free. That's why I have a store, because I use this too. So what types of promotions are available to sellers who are interested in using this tool?
There's about 5 or 6 different ways of promoting your items. Let me start with volume pricing.
Sure.
This one enables buyers to buy more of the same item, so you can buy multiple quantities of the one item itself. You can have a codeless coupon promotion where you can, as a seller, promote and get a URL that gives specific discounts that you can share with your buyers, repeat buyers, or over social channels.
Mm-hmm.
An order discount gives you the opportunity to get buyers to spend more and offer a discount in return for buying multiple items. Sale event plus markdown, which is just mark down the price of one item for some time and shows up as a sale. And then shipping discounts. Try and have multiple items being bought so you can actually save on shipping.
How do these promotions individually help seller sales?
So Promotions Manager gives the sellers ability to create customized discounts and coupons to incentivize buyers to spend more in your store on your items.
Is it difficult to set these up? How do I set up a promotion?
So it's pretty straightforward and easy to use this. On Seller Hub, you can set up promotions under the Marketing tab. There's a section called Promotions that's available in Seller Hub.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't have Seller Hub, you can always sign up for Seller Hub. Just go to ebay.com/SH, as in Seller Hub, and that will take you right in.
Are there still sellers without Seller Hub?
No, there are a few. There are some sellers.
A small dwindling group, right?
It is, yes. Good. I mean, Seller Hub is so much more powerful. And we also recently introduced our new marketing APIs that let sellers who directly integrate with eBay or third parties to utilize those to set up promotions.
So if there's like an outside tool that is part of the eBay developer network, or if somebody wants to build their own.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So how does Promotion Manager help me grow my business and attract buyers?
You're basically giving buyers a reason to shop more from you on your store on eBay. You combine shipping, you save some costs in shipping and handling, and then hopefully you can pass some of those savings to buyers. This should make some of your single item orders become multi-line orders, increase your overall sales and business on eBay.
For example, with combined shipping, this kind of supersedes and is a better tool than the very old discount shipping tool that eBay has had for like 10, 15 years.
Yeah, absolutely. It gives the buyer multiple prompts on, hey, increase the order, you get free shipping, and it just converts better.
Right. I've seen those along the top of the page. And if you're using the old eBay combined shipping tool, there's really nothing that indicates that there's a combined shipping offer unless the seller actually puts it in the description. And that's not really a good place to have it.
Right.
How can a seller use Promotions Manager to test different strategies during this time?
Basically, you're not restricted to setting up one promotion only on your inventory.
Oh.
You can set it up all. So you can set up a volume pricing discount, which is, hey, if you buy 2 of these items, you get a discount. You can set up a codeless coupon. You can set up an order discount, right? So you could set up any of the discounts that I mentioned before. If you're using volume pricing and order discount or codeless coupon, regardless of what we show the buyer, we will only apply the single best that is best for the buyer,
right,
from a pricing perspective.
Okay, so eBay can make that determination.
Right. So if the buyer is going to get a better discount by combining shipping and a sale markdown, then that's what we'll do for them.
How does the seller track this to see its effectiveness over time? Is there a way to do that?
So on Seller Hub, back on the promotions tab in the marketing section, you can see effectiveness of every promotion you've set up. It will give you your increase in sales, the click-throughs. It'll give you all the kind of reporting that you need to see effectiveness of the tool.
Okay, so using that tool, what learnings should sellers expect from using different promotion manager options?
You can see which one buyers are engaging more, yeah, and which ones are not really converting very well. And maybe there is a certain set of inventory that needs adjusting or a promotion that needs adjusting. But utilize the data available to you to set up the right ones and, you know, buyer engagement the way more you see.
Because one promotion strategy for one seller won't necessarily be the best one for another seller.
Absolutely.
So you really do have to test them. Chris, while I have you here today, do you have anything else to add about Promotion Manager that our sellers would find it of interest?
I think this is, you know, a tool that I definitely recommend. Give it a try. Give it a shot. There's not much to lose. You're offering a discount by having people buy more, save on shipping, and do other things. Absolutely recommend that you please try this. And on the Promotions Manager page in Seller Hub, on the top right, there's a comments link. We love your feedback. We would love to get your feedback. And while I'm on feedback, you know, we have that comments link on pretty much every Seller Hub page. If you have feedback on Promotions Manager, on other items on Seller Hub, please, please send them our way. We do appreciate it.
The team does take this feedback to heart.
Absolutely.
That's good to know. Chris, I want to thank you for joining us today. We've been talking about Promotions Manager with Chris Wadwin. He's the head of selling platform and programs, and hopefully you'll try out some of these Promotion Manager options and see if they test and learn for you and increase your sales. Coming up next, we're going to answer your questions. Stay tuned. It's time to answer questions submitted by sellers. And joining me now is Alan and Doug to help out with the responses. Hi, guys.
Hi, Griff.
Doug. Hey, Griff. Great to be here.
Well, we got questions.
Okay, great.
Yes.
Are you okay?
Very excited.
Are you excited, Griff? You don't sound that excited.
Well,
do you not like questions?
I do, but I think these could have been a higher caliber of question. But none of that's neither here nor there. Beggars can't be choosers. You can always send us your question by the form on the eBay for Business podcast page on Community or through our old email address, which still works, sellingonebay@ebay.com. And Doug is going to get us a new one, right?
Yes.
Thank you. Or via our phone number. What's our phone number, Alan?
888-723-4630.
So let's get started. Doug, you received an interesting question.
Yes, I did, Griff. On the Doug at eBay, my eBay Instagram account, I was messaged after LA Upfront because I had said that you could sell anything on eBay. So someone said, technically, you can't sell everything on eBay, which of course is true. But he mentioned to me that he sells gay magazines and he had an issue and he detailed the listing for me. And I don't want to get too controversial, but I kind of have an issue with labeling magazines. I mean, a magazine can be a magazine, can it, Griff?
I don't know. I've never dated a magazine. Yeah. I can't tell you if it's gay
it's
or not.
Magazine, right? Sexual orientation.
Well, I don't know what he means by gay magazine. Were these gay themed or were they adult material?
They were gay themed magazines, and he did not list them in the adults only category.
Well, it's always going to be tricky because there are magazines that are LGBT themed that are not necessarily sexual in nature, but if he's listing them in the wrong category, that's a mistake. You know, buyers are going to tend to refine their searches by category anyway, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, of course, that was the issue. And so we went back and forth a little bit, and he said he understood that. But then, of course, he pointed out other magazines, similar magazines, the same magazines that were not listed in the adults only category as well. Yeah. So, you know, then that ties into search and filters and, you know, we have so much volume of stuff that's listed and our filters are working, you know, our filters are working crazy via the AI, but there is some stuff that does get through. I think we have the same issue with CBD stuff.
Yeah, of course. I don't know what to tell him. I guess if he wanted to reach out to us, we could give our opinion on the magazine. You should see Alan right now. He's looking at me like, you know, this is never going to make it on the show. Little does he know.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
We've gone live this week.
I mean, right now I wouldn't do anything because he's been flagged as a violation of policy. So if and until such time as he gets a reversal of that ruling, it would be a mistake to list these things again because it could really compromise his account.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay. That's good to know.
Yeah. And I suppose if a seller needs real-time information about a listing or a product, like, they can call into our customer service team and they can review an item over the phone. We even have the ability for sellers to upload photos and documents or share their screen, and we can take a look at what they're looking at. So
the next question, you want to read it?
Sure. eBay seller Kathy Terrell asks, how many listings should I have live to save money opening a starter store, basic, premium, anchor, enterprise, and number of listings live to make it worthwhile for each level?
The question's almost impossible to answer with any specifics, right?
It's like a riddle.
There's all these other factors involved besides just the store level and the number of listings, like format mix, so it's different for auction and fixed price. Categories, some categories have lower final value fees for store subscribers, and other subscription options, like whether you subscribe monthly or annually. So there's really no specific, but we give guidance on the site.
We do.
Yeah, I went and checked it right after I read this question.
Yeah, there's a page that has a nice grid and it details, gives an overview, but it's recommendations. I don't think there's any, specific thing that would force you into one. There's also things we give, like shipping credits for our shipping supplies, promoted listings credits, things like that are also available at certain levels. Read everything, make sure you're up to date on all that info, and then it's up to you really to make an informed decision.
Right.
You can opt up, you can opt out, you can go up and down levels.
Well, if you're on a monthly subscription, if you're an annual subscription, you can't really go down without a penalty.
Right, yeah. But if it's monthly or if your annual one is coming to an end, test out new ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, as we talked about recently, test and learn and see which one works best for you.
I hope that vague answer suits your needs, Kathy Terrell.
There you go.
Well, the other thing, this is a great time to plug Seller Center, ebay.com/Seller Center, where you can go and search, and there's a ton of info there and great information on eBay stores.
Great advice. Thanks, Doug.
Thank
always,
you, Griff.
Always You're plugging welcome. The site. You're a good employee.
That's right.
Good employee.
It's a commercial. A good, yes, a good loyal.
Good boy, employee. Good boy. Who's a good employee?
Thanks, Griff.
So, Doug, what's the next question? I love this one, by the way. You want to read it?
I do, because I know this guy.
Oh.
But, I thought it was an interesting question, so I put it through.
All right.
Seller Jeff Pack asks, why isn't there a section called eBaby for babies or eBay Bay for booze around the world? What about a reselling products you bought and didn't like /fit section called Rebay?
So I think he's just being clever, right?
Well.
Or is he being serious?
So. Uh-huh. He probably thinks so. It's hard to say.
Yeah.
There's a fine line between clever and serious.
I live that line. Well, there's lots of reasons we would never do this. Mm. It's basically the same reason you don't see any other company in the world doing this. It's a dilution of brand to make these variations. I mean, you can't think of off the top of my head. Think of other companies and the opportunities, like a search engine for geese called Gaggle.
Well,
or search engine for goggles called Goggle.
Yeah, well, they did have Google Goggles, but the word Google was there. They don't have that product anymore. They sound cute, those names, but they would dilute the brand. And again, go find another big company that does this, and we'll wait. There are categories on eBay for infants and babies, although there's no categories for bays. I think you're thinking of Tinder, and we don't compete with them.
Wait, is that with an E, or is there no T-I-N-D-R? E-R or just R?
E-R.
ER, Tinder.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Good to know. A friend is asking.
Right. So I typed it wrong. Big deal, Doug. And eBay is actually almost too well known as a place where consumers and merchants resell merchandise. So Rebay, which sounds an awful like rebar, it's just never going to happen. So I got to lay it on the line.
Sorry, Jeff.
Never going to happen. I love this next one.
She's an acquaintance of mine as well. I knew her husband in high school, so she wants to sell some of his silver dollars.
Yeah, and she asks what?
I have 50 silver dollars. Can I sell them on eBay?
Where are they in your house? Can we come visit?
I don't know. She writes some steamy romance novels, though.
Which kind of closes the loop on this whole Q&A.
That's right.
Of course you can sell silver dollars. And in fact, did you know this? There's an entire set of categories for selling coins, including silver coins. And I'm going to read this URL because it's semi-long. But we'll also put it in the transcript and then a show description so you can see it there. What's her name? Dorota?
Deroda, yeah. Yes.
Okay, Deroda. So if you go to www.ebay.com/lowercase b/US-dollar-coins and then a /11975, and I'm not going to repeat it because it's going to be in the transcript and in the show description, you can see the category where you can sell these coins. Now, it does help to prepare, you know. There's lots of things to know about selling coins, and they revolve around condition and authentication. So if you there's a lot of guides online for selling coins on eBay, and you can find a few of them by searching Google on the words how to sell coins on eBay. And we're going to put in the URL, Doug.
Yes.
One of those pages, which is an actual eBay guide. Remember those? I found this. Yeah. I found this on Google. And actually, you can find it on Google if you search the words top 10 tips for selling coins on eBay. Top 10 tips for selling coins on eBay. You'll see it. And there's this great guide. I read through it. But yeah, you can do this. No problem. You'll make some money. But you want to prepare first. Anyone else have any input on that?
Selling guides have great SEO value.
So why does she care about that?
Oh, dear. What is the SEO value?
That's one of the things that excites me.
Excites you? Deroda doesn't give a damn about SEO. She just wants
to sell it. Deroda writes steamy romances. I read books about SEO.
Who's the more interesting person?
I don't know. It depends on how hot the SEO is.
It's never hot.
What's your click-through rate, Doug?
Well, guys, this has been fun.
Anything else? Any other questions?
No, that was it for this week. Griff, the others we threw out, they were inappropriate.
You're full of knowledge. I didn't even get the chance to jump in.
I did. What?
That's okay.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. I didn't know about www.ebay.com/b/US-dollar-coins.
Well, I researched it and found it.
Well, look at you.
Well, you can find it.
You've done your homework.
Oh, jeez. Now I feel good. Should we just do the whole segment
over?
No.
Okay.
We could make up a couple questions.
You want to make up? Well, okay, make up a question, Doug.
How can I increase my sales, Alan?
Thanks.
What an exciting question.
Well, I think if you want to increase your sales, you can buy items. Buy an iPhone that sells at $1,000 and put on eBay for $500 and you'll sell tons of them and you'll make thousands and thousands.
In losses.
But you'll also lose.
Right.
Yeah.
You'll be the biggest loser.
Biggest loser. Remember that show?
I love it.
My wife calls me a big loser. She doesn't.
She wouldn't.
She couldn't.
She couldn't. She daren't.
No way.
She can't. She mustn't.
Yes.
These are all Sondheim lyrics. They're over your head.
Okay.
Yes.
Anything else, Doug?
No, I think that's it. This is always fun. Always lovely to speak with you guys.
Yeah, I think it's a nice, you know, balance, work-life balance to the scripted stuff we do for 2 hours beforehand that I have to spend 2 days editing.
It's nice. It's nice. The fans love it.
Well, I want to thank our friends, Alan Aisbitt and Doug Smith, for stopping by and helping us answer these questions, and I hope it was helpful for you. Now, if you have questions that you would like us to attempt to answer, you can send them on the form for the eBay for Business podcast page on Community, which a lot of those came through on there. We're also trawling on the Facebook and the Instagram, apparently.
Yep.
Our old email address still works, sellingonebay@ebay.com, and our phone number is
888-723-4630.
So until next week, send in those questions. We'll do our best to answer them. Up next, it's time to close the curtain on this week's episode. And that's our eBay for Business podcast for this week.
Another eBay for Business episode in the can.
That's right, Alan. One more eBay for Business file in the folder.
Well, technically, it is our first eBay for Business episode, so it's the first one in the folder.
Yes, I suppose that's correct.
There's no suppose about it. What's on for our next episode?
Our theme next week is small business mindfulness and work-life balance.
Mm.
We'll speak with an eBay seller who'll share how he maintains a work-life balance in his selling that keeps both himself and his business healthy and strong.
Excellent. And we'll also have an eBay insider expert explain how to utilize tools like vacation mode to help you balance your work and life.
Oh, I need a vacation.
And so you do. Why don't you take one?
I can't. My work-life balance is, it's all out of whack.
Well, make sure you listen to our next episode.
I'll make a note of that. In the meantime, I think I'll attend a local seller meetup.
You're in luck. There's one tonight right here on campus.
What timing? I'll be there. Perhaps you have no idea what a seller meetup is.
I highly doubt that.
Seller meetups are local events organized by eBay sellers so that eBay sellers in their area can meet in person on a regular basis. Now, these meetups usually happen at night, and they're usually in places like local restaurants and homes and business centers.
at Seller Meetup. Sellers share tips, stories, insights, and successes and challenges. And you can see meetups that are scheduled on our special eBay community page for meetups at www.ebay.com/meetups. Finally, an easy URL to say on the air.
It's a nice URL.
Yeah.
And don't forget to tune into our weekly live video stream on the eBay for Business Facebook page every Wednesday at 12:30 Pacific time. Go to facebook.com/eBay for Business. Mm. And then make sure you jump over to the community for a Q&A with eBay staff from 1 to 2 Pacific. You can find a chat at ebay.com/community chat.
And you should pay attention to the community area because we're going to start putting videos up there live stream.
Yes.
Did you hear about that?
No.
Well, I'm so glad you came to the podcast, Alan.
Oh.
Yeah, we're going to do a test at the meetup tonight here on campus, and we're going to stream it from Brian's phone, some bits and pieces of it, into the community. Are you surprised?
Yeah. Yes. First I heard about it.
No one tells you anything.
No.
Well, I'm glad you listened to the podcast.
I'm just a pretty face.
And a hot dad. And just a reminder, hey, we changed the name of the podcast to the eBay for Business podcast, if you haven't figured that all out already. Links for selling on eBay should still redirect to the right destinations, but you might have to resubscribe to our series in some instances, depending on where you get your podcasts. And don't forget our number.
Don't forget our number.
It says right here.
If you want to join the fun here on the eBay for Business podcast, you can be part of the show when you call 888-723-4630.
That's right. Call us here at 888-723-4630 at the eBay for Business podcast. You can call that hotline at the eBay for Business podcast any time of the eBay for Business podcast day, any day of the week. Leave us an eBay for Business question or comment, and we might just put it on the air here at eBay for Business podcast.
And if you have a question for the eBay for Business podcast, you can send in your email to ebayforbusinesspodcast@ebay.com.
I don't know if that's been, do we have that email address?
I guess.
You can still send it to sellingonebay@ebay.com. You know, we're really thorough about changing things.
Yeah, but ebayforbusinesspodcast@ebay.com.
Is that it?
Also our new, we'll just get that. It only takes a couple of days if it has been already.
You mean we haven't done it already?
I don't know.
All right. So until we do that, selling on eBay at eBay.com will work.
Okay.
And believe it or not, that's our show for this week. The eBay podcast team may be small, but it's awful mighty. The cast of characters, head of community, Brian Burke.
Segment producer, Doug Smith.
Marketing strategist, Liz Austin.
Editor-in-chief and host, Mr. Griff.
And my esteemed co-host, Alan Aisbit. We'll see you next week with a fresh new piping hot episode of eBay for Business Podcast. The eBay for Business Podcast is produced and distributed by Libsyn and Podcast 411.
Right. Griff, I'm wondering.
Yeah.
Right. You're just Griff.
That's
so
right.
Why can't I just be Alan?
I don't know. You better ask Madonna and Cher. It's a special club.
Yeah, I want to be in it.
You just want to be Alan?
Alan. Alan. Short and sweet. Alan.
Alan.
Alan and Griff.
Alan and Griff. All right. You want to be known just as him?
I think so.
Next week. I'm not going to use your last name anymore.
There's more than one Alan, though. It might get confusing.
Well, there's more than one Griff. That doesn't stop me.
I don't know any other Griffs.
Go on the Google.
Yeah. Yeah. Infamous Griff.
They're in every field. There's doctors.
I heard about that.
Sports. Porn. That's not me, by the way.
That's why you have to drop your surname.
I think it's about time I shut this thing off.